Hello everybody and welcome to episode 70 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 1st of September 2007. First of all, as always, every time I seem to be doing a podcast recently, I seem to have to apologise for the long gap between this podcast and the last podcast. This is probably been the longest gap ever. Well, it will have actually been the longest gap ever. I haven't actually done one now in just under 2 months, which is really, really bad, so I do apologise that I haven't done one for so long. The way it's going, I'm just kind of like an automated thing at the second I start the podcast, just apologising about the long gap between the podcasts, but hopefully I'll try and keep the gap between them a little bit sorted again. It's just, I have honestly been that busy, I just haven't had the time to do a podcast. So, and now I'll get on to just some of those things I've been up to since I recorded the last podcast. So now I'm going to jump all the way back to the 22nd of July, which is quite a long time ago. So, the 22nd of July started for me pretty early in the morning, with us going down to London to meet one of my friends who was coming over from the Czech Republic. His name's Lou Burr, or I can't pronounce it. I'm just going to call him Ryan, because that's what he calls himself on the internet, and he was coming over from the Czech Republic. The only thing, well, it was a bit of a pain. He was getting the bus over all the way from the Czech Republic, which basically took about nearly 24 hours because he doesn't like flying even. It meant his bus got into London at 5 a.m. in the morning. If you've ever tried using the train any day and try and get into London at 5 in the morning, you'll find it is impossible. And then on a Sunday, it's even worse. So basically what we had to do is my boyfriend very nicely offered to go down the night before to sort of meet him in London, but I couldn't go because I needed the money to, so I had to go to work, unfortunately. So Mike got the train down and basically hung about London till 5 in the morning to meet him. The earliest I could get down to London was at 10:15, what means I had to get the 9 o'clock train from Peterborough on Sunday. Also, another thing was a bit of a pain. Normally go down to London and get a nice funky GNR train, but the only train you can get that time in the morning is the First Capital Connect train. I'm not a big fan of First Capital Connect, to be honest, but mainly because it stops like all the time. It's like 5 minutes stop, 5 minutes stop. I mean, it's not like quite that bad, but normally a train would take about 45 minutes to 50 minutes to get down to London, whereas one of them takes about an hour and 15 to get down. But anyway, I got there in the end, and when I got down to London's King Cross, my wonderful boyfriend Mike and, I'm going to call him Ryan again, were down there waiting for me. He was a lot taller than I thought he was going to be, but I've only ever spoken to him online. I've been speaking to him now probably for about a year. Got speaking to him via my Wetsuit Lad's website, so it was really nice to get to meet him at long last. So then we sort of had a nice brief hello and stuff as well. His English isn't that good because it's the first time he's actually used spoken English. So as it turns out, his written English is better than spoken English. But he has sort of a little pocketbook that he uses when he can't think of a word. He sort of looks up the word that he's going to say to us. Anyways, once he got the introductions out the way, we hopped on the underground. Can't remember what line we used, or even what station we got off. But basically we went down to sort of Buckingham Palace area in Hyde Park and had a wander around there, and sort of he had some pictures taken it just near to Buckingham Palace and stuff like that. That was the first time we'd ever been to London, so it was nice zoning around. Then after that we just sort of, pardon me, I keep getting hiccups, we just sort of walked around aimlessly. And well, what was TV? Oh yeah, we went to Pizza Hut, which was quite nice. He'd never been to Pizza Hut before, so again, it was the first time he sort of opened the menus. And he went, everything's in English, as you'd sort of expect. So we sort of had food and stuff. And then after that, we went to the big toy shop. Can't even remember the name of it, but oh well. And then after that, we sort of walked around a bit more, and then we sort of went down to, where did we go to after that? Oh yeah, we went down to Tower of London. We never actually went into it, because as you probably do know, it's bloody expensive. It's, I was also honestly the first time I'd ever been to that bit of London, so we sort of took some more pictures there. It was also the first time I'd ever been to Tower Bridge, so got to see it in real life. And that was basically our day in London, because Mike was basically going to do a filming of a local band in Peterborough called Midwest, so we had to sort of get the half three train back up to Peterborough. So when he got back to Peterborough, basically, Mike basically went to the pub to do some filming, and I took Luber back to Mike's house, and then he just had a rest because he was knackered, as you imagine, because since he got the coach over, it means he'd been awake for probably 24 hours nearly, no sleep whatsoever. So he sort of had a nap while I played about the internet, and then Mike sort of texted us to let us know that he was ready, so I basically went and got Mike, and then after that, we sort of chatted some more, and then we all went out to get some more food, because it had been quite a long day, so by that point we were getting hungry. So that was basically what we got up to on Sunday. And now what we got up to on the Monday. On Monday we basically went to the seaside. Admittedly, the weather wasn't particularly good for it, but we were determined to go anyway, because it stays in the Czech Republic, and as you probably know, the Czech Republic's a landlocked country, so it basically means it's surrounded by countries, including, I can't even remember what countries, it's got borders with Poland and Germany, I know for two of the countries. Anyway, enough about that. So basically went to seaside, so we went where did we go? Oh yeah, we went all the way to West Runton, sort of had a quick look around there, which is quite far, and then after that we sort of drove back and then stopped in Old Hunstanton, then quickly into New Hunstanton. And then on the way back, we called in at Frankie and Benny's to have a nice meal. So that was basically all that we did on the Monday. And then on the Tuesday, he came back to my house the first time. So he sold in quickly in my village, and also the neighbouring village of Castle Byfin, which he said was beautiful. And really, the way he says beautiful, he's got quite a nice accent. And then we also went to Yew Tree Avenue, which sort of the name probably give it away. It's sort of an avenue full of yew trees, which again is very nice. And then after that, we took some pictures for my Wet Student Lads website. It was some nice double pictures of me and Ryan. So if you go to www.wetsuitlads.co.uk, and down the left hand side, if you click on where it says Gordon and Ryan, you'll see all the photos that we took. And after that, we also went into Stanford to zoom around the grounds of Burnley House and say hello to all the deer and stuff that are there. And then on the Wednesday, we didn't really do an awful lot, because Mike had lots of catching up to do. So Mike stayed at home, and I took Luber, I think that's how you say his name, back to my house. And we sort of, main thing we did, since it was a nice day, we took some more pictures from our Wet Student Lads website. It was quite funny, because the other day was quite warm, but he went in the water today and he's like, it was that cold, he couldn't stand. I didn't think it was that bad, to be honest, but I survived. And then in the evening, he came with me to the dog shack. Unfortunately, he didn't really get to do an awful lot. Normally, I'd have got to chat to him, but I normally am on sort of bar one, but I got moved to the corporate, so therefore I couldn't really speak to him that much. But he seemed to enjoy it, because I don't think he'd ever been dog racing before. So that was what we did on the Wednesday. And then on the Thursday, we decided, well, we may as well go down to Cambridge, because that is sort of quite a nice historical city. So we went down there for the day. When we went down, we sort of went to a park and ride. It was quite funny. The park and ride outside of the map, I couldn't get to, but that wasn't until I got back where you could only get to it from a certain junction, and the junction we hit it from, you could only come if you're going westbound and not eastbound. But we still, anyway, that wasn't too far. We still found a park and ride. And then we got the bus into Cambridge. Admittedly, in Cambridge, it wasn't nice. They sort of walked around and it was sort of chucked it down. So the main thing we did in Cambridge, to be honest, is we went punting on the River Cam, which was really enjoyable. It did start to rain again, but it was really enjoyable. And this is quite funny, where Luber got a really big cross on the guy who was punting. I think his name was Jamie, at least that's what he thinks he was called. I didn't quite see the chat and all of them. He said he looked a bit like Jamie Oliver, but I couldn't quite see it myself. So that was what we really did in Cambridge. And after that, we on the way back, we called in to see my friends Jacob and Ymir. So we were sort of there for quite a number of hours chatting and stuff. I haven't seen them in quite a while. So that was what we did on the Thursday. I'll basically skip the Friday, because we didn't do an awful lot. I just took some more pictures of them from a Wet Student Lamp website, and that was about it. And then on the Saturday, the main thing we did then was basically sort of went a nice walk around Nene Park, went to a cafe and had some food, and that's basically what we did on that day. And then basically on the Sunday, it was time to take him back home, basically. Not take him home, that involved driving all the way to the Czech Republic. It basically involved us getting up early and taking him to the train station in Peterborough. This will be a little bit of a problem. Somehow my driver's side's door, the lock managed to sort of lock itself, but in an open position, if you tried closing the door, it wouldn't close. Bloody thing. But luckily we got it fixed. By the time we had got it fixed, Mike had already booked a taxi to take us to train. So what basically happened is Mike got a taxi since he'd already paid for it, and I drove him to the train station. even after all that, we still got to join Slayson in time to buy him tickets and basically wave goodbye to him. It was really nice having him over for the week. I hope he does come over again, but he's really a nice guy and quite cute, it has to be said. So that's was basically that. Once we said goodbye to me and Mike, just sort of had a look around Peterborough for a while. That's basically what we did then. Now I'm going to jump quite a number of days and jump up to quite recently, which is the 19th of August. Basically, Mike's mum was in a bit of a downer, and I haven't been down to see her. Well, we've never seen him once, it has to be said. So we decided, well, we may as well go down to London for like 2 days. So we basically got the train down to London on, this is the 19th, which is a Sunday, basically. And got the train down. We got the underground from King's Cross to London Bridge, and we got the train from London Bridge to where his mum stays. So it was really nice getting to see his mum again. We also got to see his two sisters. And then when we got there, after I got a bit bored, he basically showed me a bit around where he was growing up, pointed at the schools that he went to, and then we went to Woolwich, I think it is, yeah, we went to Woolwich, and when they went to Pizza Hut. And then after that, we came back and basically watched some TV and stuff like that. So that's basically what we did on that Sunday. And then on the Monday, which is the day we had to go back home, we basically got the train into London. We got off at London Bridge. And from there, we walked to Tower Bridge, which was really nice. I'd said a bit earlier I've got to see Tower Bridge, but it's the first time I've ever walked over the Tower of London Bridge, whatever the hell the name is, I don't know, full name. It was also the first time Mike had walked over, so good. Again, if you want to look at pictures, if you go to my website, which is www.gordon-valentine.com, you'll see lots of photos from what we did. And after we'd done that, we just walked around London a bit more. We went to another food, to Pizza Hut to have some food, and after that we sort of walked up and down Oxford Street for a while. We went to HMV, Virgin, Borders, the bookshop, and also a Nike store. And that was basically it. So after that, we basically went to King's Cross Station to get the train back. Since we were there a little bit early, we sort of basically walked from there over the road to St Pancras. I wanted to quit looking at that train station, never been to it before. And then we basically got the train back home, so we left Peterborough, left London about 6:30, and got us back into Peterborough at 7:30. I know that bit for the podcast is a bit muddled up, I do apologise. That's basically what we did in London. It's quite nice, it's the second time I've been to London this year. I'm hoping, again, all going well, to go down for my birthday, which is the end of this month, when I'm going to become 28. Yes, 28. Which is a little bit scary, considering my website has now been running since I was 16. Which, boy, does make me feel a little bit old. So when I do go down to London for my birthday, we're hoping to go to London Dungeons and some other things. I've done Madame Tussauds London Eye, but there's still lots of things in London I've never done before. So all going well, I'm going to do that for my birthday. And I'll just give you a quick rundown of some of other things that I've done since my last podcast. I've got a new mobile phone. We're saying you, it's still not the world's best phone in the world, but it's better than my last phone. But this phone, you can put like an SD card in it, so you can store music and stuff on it. The camera on it's not that good. It's only 1.3 megapixel, but to be honest, I've got a sort of decent camera, so need a phone with a good camera on it. But as far as I'm concerned, phones are for taking pictures. Phones are for making phone calls, and that's based on sending text messages, and that's what they're mainly there for. Other than that, I've been using the BBC iPlayer, if you don't know what the BBC iPlayer is, it's basically a thing so you can watch things if you missed it, so you can watch TV that's been on for 7 days after you can download it 7 days after it's been on, so it's good if you miss things that you think, well, I wanted to watch that, and if you got that, you can download it and watch it later today, which is really handy. And other than that, I've been getting really back into my Hornby train set again, so I've been sort of ordering new bits of ore. I ordered new chats, so I can now have two lines running at once. And I also ordered a Hornby catalogue and a chat layout book to get ideas of what Hornby chat later I'd like to set up. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've been up to. I don't think there is, and also I'm getting a little bit tongue-tied. So I'm going to say goodbye for now, and hope this podcast hasn't been too boring, and I'm going to aim to do another podcast quite soon if I've been up too much. I'm going to make so I don't leave such a long gap again, because I really hate it when I do such a long gap, and people probably think I've dropped off the planet dead. I know I'm hitting the age of 28, but I've still got a little bit of life on me now, so I'll say goodbye for now. Goodbye, people.